This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. As many listeners may know, I first became a chickener while living in Boise, Idaho around 2003, and soon after started producing the Backyard Chicken Broadcast to spread the word. I got a good response right out of the gate, since there was a resurgent interest in urban agriculture emerging locally and throughout North America. When I moved to New York City in 2007, I continued chickening and broadcasting, while the Boise flock stayed with my very good friend and conspirator, Kevin Bayhouse, who became a bit of a chicken evangelist himself. Meanwhile, more coops hatched in Boise, and in 2010, the first ever Boise Tour de Coop was organized, as reported on this show by Kevin, acting as Bacaw correspondent. The September 2011 tour was expanded to a two-day event with coops in nearby Eagle, Idaho on one day and Boise the next, and including commemorative t-shirts and an after party. I was very sorry to have to miss the festivities again, but fortunately Kevin Bayhouse was there to act as correspondent.
What's your name?
John Eckhart.
What made you get into backyard chickens, John?
I grew up on a farm in Ohio, and I always had a love for farm animals, and I like having chickens around, and plus I like the eggs. Homegrown eggs are better than eggs that you can buy in a store.
What made you get on board with the Tour de Coop?
I heard about it, and I know that backyard chickens has become kind of a new rage. I think that more people are becoming, you know, greener, and people are into sustainability. I think that it makes sense for people to do it, and I also like being able to work with the community and help with things like that.
All right. Are you having a good time?
I am.
And what's your name?
My name is April.
And April, what made you get into backyard chickens?
I grew up in Idaho Falls, and I always, my parents always had chickens, and I never thought that you could have them in Boise. And I saw an article, I think the Boise Weekly put out several years ago, and that's when I decided, well, we should do it. And it took a couple years to actually get going, but we built it last fall and then got our chicks this summer and haven't looked back.
All right. And how'd you find out about the tour?
Part of the proceeds from the map sales and the t-shirts go to Sustainable Community Connections, and I volunteer a lot with them, and that's actually how I found out about the whole thing, is through them.
All right. And are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. Actually, everyone's been super nice that's come by and, really wanted to have a lot of good information and just wanted to chat, which is great to see.
What's your name?
I'm Brent Matthew.
Brent, how long have you been doing backyard chickening?
My grandparents raised me with chickens, and I started my own coop here in Boise this spring.
What made you get on board with the Tour de Coop?
Oh, I wanted to show off my coop. I'm really proud of it.
It looks great. Yeah, scratch-built. It's 100% scratch-built, isn't it?
Almost 100%. I bought some of the treated fence posts, and I bought some plywood and some shingles.
Right. Okay.
But everything else is salvaged.
All right.
Secondhand.
What's your favorite thing about having backyard chickens?
They're really fun. They each have their own character. They're beautiful to watch. And they're very social. They're really friendly. They like to come and interact with us while we're sitting on our deck. And I love the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the bug patrol. Like, I haven't seen an earwig in months. Yeah. And I used to be infested with them.
That's right. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time today. There's been like 50 people through here.
It's been great.
A lot of kids, a lot of families.
Yeah, a lot of people interested.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Heidi Tegnell.
And how long have you been backyard chickening?
I'm going on about a year and a half in Eagle, and I used to backyard chicken in Emmett about 2 or 3 years ago. So this is a new flock for me.
All right. And when you put together the design for your coop, how long did it take you before you were ready to put it together?
Actually, my husband built the coop from scratch, so just a thought in his head. So it didn't take very long, about a month and a half before we got it all completely finished and ready to go.
All right.
So.
And when did you learn about the Tour de Coop, and what made you get on board?
I just love doing chickens myself, and I thought it would be nice to share the idea with people and let them know that they're not always noisy and they need to experience them before they judge them, so that's why we got involved.
All right. And are you having a good time?
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. It's fun to share it. I enjoy it.
What is your name?
Marilyn Frazier.
All right. And Marilyn, what made you get on board with the Tour de Coop?
I was asked by a friend, John Amore.
And what's your favorite thing about having backyard chickens?
Watching them run around the yard, I think.
All right.
And listening to them.
How long have you had your coop?
Since May of this year, this coop.
What's your name?
My name's Tracy Bish.
Tracy, when did you get interested in doing backyard chickens?
It was last year that I got my chickens, so it's 2010. Uh-huh. And I'd grown up with chickens and just realized, I guess, that I could keep them in my yard in town. So that's kind of how everything started.
All right. What's your favorite thing about having chickens?
I love their noises. I love hearing them, just walking around making their bawk bawks all the time. I love that.
All right. How did you hear about the tour and what made you get on board?
The tour, last year I'd gone on the tour and was like really wanted to be on the tour. So this year when on Facebook, I think I'd seen it on some of the local sustainable food type of fan pages, and I contacted Boise Chickens and got on the tour.
All right. And are you having a good time?
I am having a great time meeting new people and talking chickens.
Okay. What are your names?
I'm Rich.
And I'm Callie.
Okay. And what made you join the Tour de Coop?
Well, I saw the Tour de Coop in the paper, you know, a picture and a description. I'm like, hey, we should do that. We have a very nice coop. And so we send in a picture to Eric Kingston, and and they let us in, which is very nice.
And who got the plans to Cluckingham Palace, and when did you build it?
Cluckingham Palace is actually in the backyard of somebody that we had met, and they were looking to get rid of it because they weren't interested in having chickens anymore. And when we went out there and saw it, I offered to take it to the dump for them because it was in such bad shape. There were
dead squirrels
in the walls. The front section was not completed. So, and we literally had to deconstruct it and put it in pieces to bring it here. And then it sat here for about a year and a half before we rebuilt it. And so this was somebody else's design, somebody else's materials. The only thing I did was complete the front end of it, put the door in, and then actually paint it, add the moat. We added the features, so like the shutters we added, the kind of architectural detail on the door, the electricity was all added.
Okay. Was the moat an idea you'd seen somewhere? Is that original?
Yes.
Oddly enough, we were living in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and got the idea after reading it in a magazine and said, boy, what a fun thing. If we ever have chickens, we're going to do this. And that was 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Will you think you'll do the coop next,
tour
next year?
Most definitely.
All right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right. And are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How could you not have a good time? You know, chickens and coops.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, and to all the participants of the Idaho Tour de Coops. It really warms my heart to see chickens getting such positive attention for their role in sensible, sustainable, fun living in my old stomping ground. I'm going to include some of the pictures Kevin took that day on my Facebook page as a bonus for those who become fans of Bucky on Facebook. You can also get more info from the website boisechickens.blogspot.com or from the Sustainable Community Connections website www.sccidaho.org. And on a final note, if any of my listeners would like to follow Kevin's example and become a correspondent, please drop me a line and let me know what you have in mind. This is Buggy Bacaw. I had a good time.